Good afternoon and welcome to today's Drive Time Interview. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we talk with nonprofit organizations and interesting people in and around Mount Washington Valley to find out what's happening. Our interview is broadcast on 93.5 FM WMWV, Magic 104 Today's Hits, and Easy FM 95.3. It's brought to you by the law firm of Cooper Cargill Chant and Leonie McDonald and Roberts Accountants. Big doings in Ossipee today, and we're going to be finding out all about them with our guests. They are Edwina Boose, who is the chairman of the Friends of Constitution Park Ossipee, and Chris Elliott, who is the vice chair of the aforementioned group. Thank you both very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thrilled to be here and to talk about a wonderful project.
It is a wonderful project. Let's sort of start about just bringing people up to date on the history of Constitution Park and how it came to be and exactly what it is, in case somebody's not familiar where it is and hasn't yet had the pleasure of being there.
Well, Constitution Park has been around for a number of years. It's actually a hidden jewel in Ossipee. About 30 or 40 years ago, the Constitution Park was dedicated as the 200th anniversary of the Constitution. And correct me if I'm wrong, Edwina, but it was the White family that pretty much dedicated the land for that area, which the town then took over for recreational purposes. And at the time, early on, there were some trails, and there was a nature trail. And over the years, unfortunately, it sort of went not into ruin, I would say, but just not being maintained, not being taken care of. And the purpose of our group is to rediscover this gem and to bring it back up to the wonderful place that it was envisioned to be many, many years ago.
That's great. So, Edwina, one of the reasons why you're here today is to tell us about this new revamped trail that you all are doing and then a fundraising to help you with same. Tell us about the trail, Deer Run Boardwalk Trail.
So Deer Run is about a quarter of mile trail, part of our 2 miles of trail system. And this is probably everybody's most favorite trail because there is a boardwalk that goes over the wetlands and the woodlands, and it's beautiful, and it leads down to Ossipee Lake. But over the years, it has really come into disrepair, and the boardwalk is falling apart and in disarray. And at one point, it was also ADA accessible, all persons for all persons,
right.
And it is no longer. So we really feel part of our mission is to be an all-inclusive park, and certainly the area needs an all-persons trail. It also is the is the only trail by land that gets you to Ossipee Lake, even though Ossipee Lake is the sixth largest in the state.
Right, right, exactly. So you've put together this project. Now, what is it going to take to make this a reality?
Well, it's going to take volunteer efforts, manpower, and, of course, major fundraising and treasure. The project itself will cost about $300,000. And we are coming before the town with a warrant article for $50,000. And the Friends of Constitution Park, which is a nonprofit organization, all volunteer. We don't have an office or staff or executive director. Will raise $50,000. The rest we are going to hope to get in grants and foundation money and individuals and businesses.
Which is a good way for us to touch base on what you've got coming up to help raise money.
That's correct. On November 9th, we're hosting our kickoff fundraiser called Dueling for Deer Run, and it's going to be held at Hobbs Tavern on Route 16 in Ossipee. And we want to thank Hobbs for supporting us here. And again, I'd like to say there have been many organizations already that have supported Constitution Park, and I know many of them are eager to continue for the Deer Run. But we are going to have two pianists who are going to duel back and forth, and it should be a fun event. And it starts at 5:30 and we'll go to 8:30, and the tickets are $100 per person. And we're hoping to generate maybe 50 to 75, 100 people there, which would give us a good head start in terms of not only knowledge about this project, but a good toe in the ground for fundraising.
I'm glad you pointed out the dueling is with pianos, because when you first sort of said that, we have this image of people walking, you know, going back to back and then going 10 paces and facing each other. How does the piano duel work?
Well, it's really a lot of fun. So there's two piano players.
Right.
And they'll start the evening off just playing some songs that we all know. They may be from the 80s. They may be current, 90s, wherever. But then they ask for people to recommend songs, and you write it down on a sheet of paper, and you put it in a bucket. And so they pick it out of the bucket, and they just look at the song, and one of them starts off, and the other joins in. And it's just amazing to see these two people that didn't practice these songs together come together to play a song. And it's usually rocking and rolling and gets the people up dancing and singing. And it's a lot of fun and an amazing talent, actually.
What a bizarrely wonderful thing to do.
Yeah. Google it.
I can't recall having had one around here. So good.
I think that's part of it. We wanted to make it fun. So even if you're not familiar with the Friends of Constitution Park, you think, I'm not going to end up in Ossipee, come to this because it's going to be a fun evening.
So when the $300,000 is in your pocket, how long is it going to take to actually make the boardwalk trail a reality at Constitution Park?
It's probably a two-year project. There are various steps along the way. We've got to take out the existing trail and suddenly start working on the next phases. Some phases actually are from the parking lot to the existing boardwalk, and then the boardwalk goes to another dirt area, and then there is going from that particular dirt area to the lake. So this will take a while, but we've already contracted an individual who has given us a little bit of estimate on timing and cost, and he's an individual who has done a lot of other projects like this, and so we're eager to work with him. We also have an advisory committee of about 10 to 15 people that are guiding us and helping us out with this project.
There seems to be a wonderful universal subconscious thing going on lately about creating or bringing back lost trails. And it's just wonderful that, Edwina, you said this idea sort of began to gel during the COVID time.
Yes. So actually, during COVID, Chris and his wife, Karen, would get a group of sort of like-minded people, not necessarily their mind, but with their health of what mm-hmm. they could do to walk or hike on some trails. And we discovered these trails in the park, and they had been unmarked. And you couldn't get lost because you know the lake was on one side,
right,
and 25
right.
was on the other. But you could sure get turned around in there.
Mm-hmm.
So in the meantime, I had reconnected with Marianne Jackson up at the Gibson Center, who she and Charlie McCumber had started the Mount Washington Valley Age Friendly Community.
Right.
So I wanted to get Ossipee on that because I thought it could really be helpful. And the selectmen agreed. That allowed us to then, after our first fall day when we redid the trails and did the kiosk, to apply for some grant money from AARP.
Mm-hmm.
So we won some money to help us with the kiosk and the mapping and all the signage. And then we also got another grant for the pavilion that we have there now, and you know, all accessible path that leads to it, and a 10-foot picnic table that can hold and accommodate two wheelchairs. But one of the other things, so it was really a COVID thing. It was like we had so much fun,
right?
And this park was such a jewel. And you know, when I got on some of the webinars with the age-friendly groups nationwide, they are looking to buy spaces like this for their communities.
Exactly.
Millions and millions of dollars.
Exactly.
And this was here, and very few people even knew about it.
And I think we were able to, there were some existing trails, but there was one trail in particular called the Beaver Trail, which we actually brought back from the ashes, so to speak. We were able to clean it out, and it goes down by beaver lodges, and it has a great view of the wetland and the bogs. And then we've worked with Green Mountain Conservation, who came in with their interns, and it was a wonderful project this past year that they recreated a nature interpretive trail. And we've also worked with the Ossipee Schools Out program to create what's called a storybook trail, where the individuals' after-school program wrote this basic book, and they've posted signs all throughout one of the trails. And so people can go and follow the trails, either for the nature or for the storybook. Really phenomenal. And then we also have a wonderful panorama view on one of the trails that looks out onto the Sandwich Range, all of the beautiful mountains
right.
over there in the Ossipee Mountain Range.
This is the collaboration here is nothing less than practically perfect in every way. I mean, you've got all these different corners coming in, the AARP with the age-friendly community, which has been responsible for so much in this area and across the country, and Green Mountain and the schools. So, yeah, you've really embraced everybody here. And they've embraced you guys, which is also important.
We have. And one of the other things I don't want to leave out is the disc golf that we have.
Oh, right.
Oh, my gosh. So
yeah, my son would kill me.
Well, right after we did the trails, a parent called up and said, hey, do you think we can get disc golf in this park? And I was like, absolutely. Well, the businesses that came out and donated monies, you know, for the baskets and for the benches and the people and the individuals, it was just beyond phenomenal. And by spring, we had a 9-hole disc golf course, and it's on the National U Disc app.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just brought so many people together in the park. And between that and the dog park that we have,
right?
People who, particularly during COVID, I think, you know, became isolated, were lonely, have just enjoyed the outdoor space down there and are very appreciative of it. And we just want to give a shout out and thanks to the community and to all the volunteers.
Well, and you guys have to take some of that, too, because this is a great thing. Tell us again about the event on the 9th and how we get the tickets.
Okay, the event on the 9th is at Hobbs Tavern. It's Dueling Pianos. It will include dinner. It's from 5:30 to 8:30. And you can get your tickets on Eventbrite and Google Eventbrite Constitution Park or the Friends of our webpage, which is fcpossipi.org, or someone can email us if this is all confusing, at fcpossipi@gmail.com.
Okay, that works. Anything else we want to get in? We've gotten covered a lot. We've covered a lot.
Yeah. Well, I think, to me, this speaks about a variety of things. Obviously, being outdoors and enjoying nature are very important, and I think we want to create, with Deer Run, this ADA accessible a space for everybody. Everybody should have the opportunity to get out there. And by recreating and redoing this particular trail, I think we're meeting that goal.
Great. Edwina Boose, Chris Elliott from Friends of Constitution Park OSPI, thanks so much for coming in and good luck.
Well, thank you for having
us. Thank you for having us, absolutely.
We want to thank our sponsor, the Drive Time Interview, the law.